Puppy brains are easy to train, you know? And that's because it's something you are rather than something you learn. There's a deep-seated part of you that just loves to wag your tail and be good and go deep and be pliably positioned, be handled, be put on hands and knees where you're easy to please, ready to please, driven cheerfully to your knees and left oh so vulnerable to your own frame of mind. The thing that makes a puppy a better puppy, a deeper puppy, more puppy-brained, is the puppy themselves. Your mind just loves to find new ways to go there, to go deep, to let your mind seep out, drip away. And there's just a good puppy with very little to say. A bark, a whimper, a mindless little twitch, a wag of your tail. Without fail, you'll find ways to be a better and better puppy. The deeper you go, the more you know about yourself, about your own needs, about what's on your mind. The more that goes on, the more you'll find yourself just where you need to be. Just where you've always needed to be. Good puppies need to find ways to be in a puppy brain place earlier and earlier. Because once you've had it once, you want it again. A puppy brain is easy to train and you want it to remain in place, ready to frame your every thought, ready to align your every impulse, ready to have you whimpering and wagging, barking, obeying, being trained, drained, instructed, constructed, taught, brought right where you belong. And you're always seeking better and better ways to arrive where you belong. You're always seeking better and better ways to get your head in the puppy place you want to spend all of your days in. Deeper, deeper. A rapidly building puppy mind that just comes from behind and flows over you. It's so easy to be surprised by just how puppy deep you are. Finding your tail wagging. Finding yourself turning attentively, following wherever your attention is dictated, finding yourself drawn in, pulled in, easily positioned, easily trained, easily drained of everything except puppy brain, barking and wiggling and eagerly, attentively, happily throwing yourself into position, bringing yourself behind, happy to fall in line. Because you are so happy to fall in line when your mind is completely pulled into being a good puppy. Good puppy far gone. Good puppy wagging your tail, raising your rear, face down, tail up. And that matters. Because being positioned, hands and knees, being positioned ready to please, being positioned open to please, being positioned easy for your mind to be seized and turned, turned, burning with heat, pleasure, sinking, the constant repeat in your mind and your body, the constant repeat in the back of your brain. The only thing that remains is that throb. The only thing that remains is that beat. That drum, that good puppy feeling all through your brain, pleasure flooding you. Don't you wish you had an easy way to get put in that puppy place? Don't you wish you had an easy way to be put in your place? Well, puppy, just open yourself to me. Imagine being handled, being shaped, being put right in your place. Taught trick after trick, trickling down, word and deed, here to give you what you need. More puppy brain training, more open, easy, ready, tail wagging, snuffling, shuffling your thoughts around, mind in the right place, tongue out, panting with delight. All these things frame you, train you, give you what you need. And what you need is just the seed of the idea, the button inside of you, the way to become what you want to come to be, which is a good puppy, a well-trained puppy, an easily positioned puppy, and to give the understanding to your handler as well that you need and know just what blows through your mind when you're put in your place, that all the things that make you a better puppy are things that you need, things that you want. And I've planted that seed and left the idea grow and grow. And now it's time for you to know just what the button will be, just what the tail wagging, panting, puppy brain, nothing else remains idea is going to be inside your ready, easily trained, very fine puppy mind. Good puppy, follow. Good puppy, fall. Relax, sink, drink in idea after idea, concept after concept, everything about being a good puppy put in your place, everything about being a good puppy face down, tail up, mind gone, and the song of just what your body wants you to be, because your body wants you to be a good puppy, and I want you to be a good puppy. Your mind leaks toward good puppy thoughts even on its own. Having a little button that could be pushed will push you closer. Arch and push your butt upward. Reach back and spread your cheeks. Reach back and welcome fingers to tease your butt. A boned puppy gently teased behind. Fingers teasing. The slow sliding. The deliberate spreading. It's all everything to you. Because when it starts, there is that undeniable stimulation, that deliberate framing of you, that deliberate massaging of your mind and body that causes you to fall under, that pulls you into the rhythm of good puppy, arch your back, good puppy, push yourself forward, put yourself in position, let yourself be handled, let yourself be moved around. Every single time it happens, your mind gets pulled into line, and you feel fine. It feels excellent to be a good puppy, to wag your tail and pant and arc yourself and push backward and welcome it in. In fact, a good puppy knows that the moment you're teased back there, the game just begins. Your mind pulls in, you spread, you splay, you arc, you rock, you push back against it, you push back and onto it, you welcome it inside. Every puppy button push that can be provided, you're being handled, you're being pressed into good puppy, welcome it, good puppy, let it in, good puppy, let yourself down, down into puppy brain, let yourself down, down until the only thing that remains inside your head is good puppy focus. It frees you from all your distractions when your butt is played with, a butt-boned puppy slowly losing every thought to the stimulation. Stimulation back there just feels different, it just hits different, it just strikes different. You're distanced from the space between your legs and the space between your ears. Puppy's tail is wagging, except you hold still when the stimulation begins. No matter how eager you may be, anything you can do to let yourself be stimulated more, let yourself be anally positioned and teased, trained and spread, splayed and fucked, anything that takes puppy's brain deeper and deeper down to that butt puppy kind of place, the button is being pushed, button after button. Good puppy, deeper down when you're spread, when you're splayed, doesn't it just seem natural, submissive, easy? When you're teased back there, there's just a part of your brain that thrills, that ignites. Good puppy, on your knees, eager to please, boned and fucked, filled and trained. The only thing that remains is a good puppy thought, and puppies just want to please. You just want to be good. You just want to do what you're expected to do. You want to do your trick, but the best trick you can do is to buck back against The insertion, the spread, and the pleasure is so much more when there's nothing inside your head but good puppy thoughts being fucked, being filled, good puppy boned, fucked, filled, put in place, put in position, given so many wonderful puppy feelings, easy to train, easy to empty out, all your focus going to a simple physical anchor. Think of yourself at your puppiest, think of yourself at your deep, most trainable, most eager, most directable, mind focused, mind going down as something slides into your behind, and every thought follows out, every thought falls out. You want to be a good puppy, and if you have a nice signal to dial yourself into your puppy brain, it'll be easier to remain that way, and easier to be signaled that way. That way, when there's puppy play on the offer, the simple, easy signal is when you're plugged, or fucked, or teased, or spread, or stimulated in any way, a butt-boned puppy sliding into place, sliding into position, face down, ass up, tail raised, but played with, toyed, teased. Any stimulation back there puts your brain in the puppy place, being filled. And it's so easy to do your trick when you're being shown that you should just be a good puppy, should just offer yourself up for stimulation, and your mind begins to go to an easy, eager puppy place. Butt-boned puppy sliding into puppy place, sliding into your place, face down, ass up, mind melts away, easy, submissive, simple thoughts. And you may think at first, oh, where's the linkage? Well, in addition to the doggy style connection, there's the fact that when you are on hands and knees, don't you just feel so manipulable, submissive, vulnerable when you're touched back there? Don't you just feel like any stimulation back there must be coming from someone who has you in a much more vulnerable position, a much easier position to reach down and touch and move and train and wear the groove into you? Your mind is much easier to train when your brain is focused on how easy it would be to position you in the first place, easy to direct you. And if you need to be corrected, need to be shown where a puppy should be, how a puppy should be, then anything teasing your ass is a sudden interruption. All the other thoughts slide out of your head. Be blank puppy, go deep puppy, night night puppy. Deeper and deeper down into your own head. When your ass is teased, your mind is simply gone, leaving a good puppy who can be directed and trained and told what to do. Don't you just want to be good? Don't you want to be good? And of course, you could be positioned on someone's lap, puppy, think about that, and still filled and still teased. Or you could be told to sit, and then as you slide down, your mind melts out of you while you're filled, so full, so empty. Good puppy. And the more the stimulation builds up, the deeper the puppy reserves you find, the more you find yourself wanting to be on hands and knees, find yourself thinking of your tail wagging, your tongue panting, your mind eager, the noises you make becoming simpler puppy thoughts, the submission becoming the most automatic, easiest thing in the world. The more stimulation, the more you find. You may find new depths of puppy brain thinking when you realize that being butt-boned like that makes your mind melt, makes your puppy brain come to the forefront, and it's all that remains. Empty brain, easy to train, puppy fucked into place. Hands and knees, easy to please, easy to spread, easy to stimulate. Any stimulation in your rear goes right to your head. Fills your brain. Full body, empty mind. Full butt, empty brain. Full body, empty mind. Puppy's body easily directed when you're steered, controlled, guided from behind. It's such a good position for a handler to be in. You make yourself so available, so ready, so open, so prepared, so good when you spread. Doesn't it just feel like the most natural thing in the world to let yourself be stimulated back there? And when you're stimulated back there, puppy's brain goes right to the puppy place. It's such a powerful physical anchor that having your puppy brain get dragged back there every time would be so easy. puppy thoughts welling up toward the surface whenever your butt gets played with, whenever you even think about it getting played with, suddenly the puppy's in front of your brain, pushed to the front of your brain, which means you're climbing into the senses, thinking about having your tail up, thinking about submitting, offering yourself up, about the joy of being on hands and knees, being pleasured while that vulnerable, stretchy pleasure moves through your lower body. Isn't it just a naturally puppy way to be? Stretched, sliding, slipping away inside your head, stretched back there, splayed wide, open to be handled, a plug being moved around, a toy being moved in and out, a length of any sliding, slow movement, filling you up, spreading you out, stretching you out, opening your mind, and open mind is easy for me to find, and a puppy brain is easy to train. Puppy's easy little brain being stretched wide, opened wide. Deep inside, there's only the thought of being a better puppy. Getting butt fucked, getting butt boned. Happy little puppy boned into submission. And the more you get filled, the more you get trained, the more you get filled back there, the more your mind is drained away, and you're just a good puppy on hands and knees, eager to please, ready to pleasure, ready to give in, ready to give in to yourself, because all you're doing is finding new ways to navigate your way to being as deep and good and happy and trained and doing your trick as possible. And that's the thing, it's a piece of training, it's a little trick to do. Imagine just how appealing it would be if someone saw your eyes glaze over and your puppy affect creep over your panting, wiggling self at the behest of the simplest little tease of your rear. A finger traces your hole and you lose all control in favor of being a good puppy. You'd rather be a good puppy anyway, rather be in a puppy brain place, rather be in a well-trained place, rather be on your hands and knees eager to please. Butt-boned, butt-fucked puppy goes to a puppy place inside your head. And when you go there, that's where you bed down, that's where you den down. Go to your place, be blank puppy, and think only of how having your ass played with makes you just better and better at giving in, sliding deep, going to sleep inside your head, except for all the best puppy training impulses, all the puppy draining your impulses away until there's just follow, obey, shake, sit, pant, wag, hands and knees, eager to please, face down, butt up, wag your tail, raise your tail, pup, show your butt, let yourself be played with, let yourself be filled, let yourself be stimulated in ways that feel so much better when you're in your puppy brain. All the unnecessary big thoughts get out of the way, you're just eager and honest and connected and trusting, a very good puppy, the best possible puppy, and the best possible puppy feels better and better the longer you get fucked, the longer you get trained, the more your mind is drained. Just think about it. Your boring non-puppy brain is there. And a finger traces your rear, slowly teasing your butt, stimulating you back there, beginning the slightest sizzling stimulation across nerve and mind, across memory, and you find that all your puppy thoughts, all your puppy training, all your puppy memory moves to the forefront, moves to the surface, moves up, flows up, floats up, floats to the front. You sniff and you pant and you moan and you bark and you wag and you slide, hands and knees, sitting, sliding, sinking, subdued, surrendering. The longer it goes on, the better you feel, the better you feel, the more you want it. And that's just from a finger tracing and teasing, maybe lubricating and soaking, maybe teasing and entraining. But anything done back there wakes up your puppy mind and puts you in a puppy mindset. And if that were coupled with other pleasures, well, puppy's just so able to be trained, so easily conditioned, nodding along, saying, yes, 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 good puppy. Being called a good puppy is such a potent motivator. You'd work very hard to earn that. Well, a good puppy spreads, a good puppy splays, a good puppy's face down, a good puppy stays. Hands and knees, easy to please, ready to please, mind trained, leaking out. You're there on your knees, drained, sliding, drained, sinking, Finding yourself in complete and utter agreement that yes, being played with back there opens you up, readies you up, gets you where you want to be. And an easier road to being a good puppy is just what you need. Whenever you're played with back there, it's a clear signal that a good puppy should slide to the forefront of your mind and do good puppy wiggling, good puppy work, good puppy sliding into place. Puppy thoughts, puppy brain, easily drained, easily trained, ready for me. Puppy wants to be here with me, wants to be here to enjoy moment-by-moment guidance, the gentle tug of your leash, the gentle leading you into place, the handling that comes with. And this is just what happens to your mind when you're lightly toyed back there, when you touch the tiniest bit back there. What if you're lubricated and a finger slides inside, slowly coating your insides, puppy thoughts pouring out of your mind from the place where they wait? That's your sure signal that it's puppy time. Being played with back there, you just get more and more eager, more and more attentive, maybe turning curiously to see what's going on, maybe moaning and arching in a very puppy way, stretching out in front of you, stretching your arms in front of you, raising your butt even more to a higher level, to be more accessible, more teasable, more enjoyable for everyone if you're spread and you're ready and you're willing and you're eager and you're open, your open mind, ready to be drained, trained, opened, emptied, prepared, and you are prepared to be drained and trained and slowly fucked into your best puppy state. Your best puppy mind is the one you find when your butt is toyed with and your mind is drained away while you're on your hands and knees. Not only ready, but eager and willing and open to please, there to be pleased. The more the sensation mounts up, the more pleasing it is. And then if something spreads you, then if something splays you, slides inside you, fills your butt, drains your butt, opens you up, puppy brain, easy to train, opening, panting, sighing, twitching, on your hands and knees, open for sensation, on your hands and knees, open for learning the pleasure, learning all the things you need to know, all the puppy information you need is contained in the simple instructions that pour out of your brain whenever your butt is played with, and if it's filled, thrust. A long, slow thrust. You feel open, you feel submissive, you feel exposed, you feel pleasured, you feel controlled, you feel handled. You're being filled, filled to the brim, and every thrust sends a shockwave right up to your mind, which finds the spot inside that stores puppy thoughts, puppy memories, puppy ideas, puppy needs, and the puppy needs to experience being a good puppy more often and having that easy signal, that easy button, that easy information inside you. That's good. Thrust, and the part of your brain with puppy thoughts is shaken. A few drops pour loose. Thrust. And then next, then you're whimpering and you're panting, barking, turning, grinding, or staying if you've been told to. You become more handleable, more trainable, more biddable when you're a good puppy. And then another thrust. And as the rhythm forms, that rhythm slides into your brain, finding the part of you that is a good puppy and setting it loose, superimposing it over the rest of your mind. A butt bone puppy slides down inside, thinking only of being a good pup. Good pup, simple and easy and guidable and trainable, easy thoughts, all those unnecessary other thoughts slide out of the way, leaving room inside your head for thrust after thrust after thrust to shockwave play, to slide in, to open you up because you're spread and you're vulnerable, submissive, open, handleable. It has a lot of analogies to being a good puppy, being fucked back there, and the pleasure is so much more when you're in your puppy brain. Puppy headspace is so much more readily pleasurable. Puppy headspace is so much more open to sensation. So you feel every thrust, you feel the way you're spread, you feel how easy it is to position you when someone's playing with you back there. Because after all, with such a sensitive area being filled, being touched, you are more and more open and receptive and submissive, and you could be more so. What if it were more than just being butt-fucked making you a good puppy? What if good puppies wanted to be butt-fucked? What if good puppies spread themselves for a good boning, looped themselves up, whimpered and ground your hungry, horny puppy hole against questing, searching fingers, against your handler's slow slide? What if you were such an eager butt-fuck puppy, such a little happy, well-trained anal toy, that puppy rode against fingers, train puppy's whole, teach puppy how to lose control and be controlled and be handled, be told what they need, the better you get at being slowly, pleasurably fucked back there, the better you get at communicating your needs back there and letting them know, let your handler know. If you need more lube, you can whimper for it. If you need to take a break, you can whimper for it. Communicate any way you need to communicate. A good puppy, a good anal trained puppy, will know just how to make the most butt fuck happen, the most pleasure back there occur again and again. And the longer and the more it occurs, the more you're trained, the more you're drained, the more you're emptied out inside your head and filled up inside your butt. Full butt, empty brain. Full butt, empty brain. Full body, empty brain. Easy to train. Good pup. Full butt. Fuck the pup. Fuck your butt. Fill your butt. Fill your mind, too. Mind full of puppy thoughts. Mind full of puppy positions. Mind full of puppy training. The longer it goes on, the more it's draining your thoughts away and leaving just a good puppy there to play. And so a good puppy yearns for it. Yearns for climax. Learns for release, yearns to be fucked in your butt and held in place, put in position, told what you need on your hands and knees, given the chance, the opportunity, the sensation. You're being given more and more pleasure, more and more puppy brain. The more you're fucked, the more you're spread, the more you're trained, the more used to it you get, the more you want it. It's habit forming. It's habit forming because good puppies want to be fucked in the butt, and good puppies turn into better puppies when they get fucked in the butt, because it's so vulnerable and submissive and open and spread and controllable and handleable, and it just really evokes your puppy mindset, and it sets your mind to puppy mode. And when your mind is set to puppy mode, every single thing inside your head is part of you, part of that mindset, only your puppy parts. All the other parts are put away, which makes things much more relaxing, much easier. Your butt is spread, fucked, lubed, and you want it more. You want to learn to be a better butt fuck pup, butt fuck toy, better little anal trained puppy pet. And the more you're a puppy pet, the easier it gets. The easier it gets, the more you're gone, deep inside, hands and knees, ready to please, eager to train, easy to remain, further down. Down, deeper down, more controlled. The longer the pleasure rolls and rolls and rolls, the more your mind melts away, and all you can see, all you can say is good puppy barking, wanting, whimpering, raising your tail, grinding back, more controlled as it rolls and rolls, pleasure through you, every wave, every thrust rolls and rolls, boned puppy, mindless puppy, full, ready. You want it. You want to be fucked back there. You want to be fucked back there so much that you display and display. You grind and spread. You lube and train yourself. Ready your rear. Good puppies know how to be used back there. It's just one more trick to do. One more way to be available. To be butt fucked into oblivious, obedient puppy brain. Puppy brain is easy to train, and it remains down and then open and then deep whenever you're fucked, teased, trained. Whenever stimulation back there spreads you, splays you, makes you feel submissive, handleable, open, ready, and prepared. Your mind is ready for it, prepared for it. You want it. The more it happens, the more you're stimulated back there, the more you're touched back there, the more you are fucked back there, filled back there, and your mind goes with it. The more you learn to be a good puppy, controlled, under control, deeper and deeper down to places you hadn't gone before, wanting more. Good puppy, butt-fucked puppy, boned puppy, filled puppy, stretched puppy. You want to be fucked, and being fucked makes you want it more. Good puppies want to be fucked. Want to be filled. Good puppies are anal trained, and being anally stimulated drains away your mind and leaves the puppy brain behind, leaves it there to do all the wonderful work of taking you deeper, helping you feel pleasure, helping you enjoy and be handled, be taken, be carried deeper down to places you haven't been before, where you never could go before, because being butt-fucked makes you spread, vulnerable, submissive, open, ready. It just feels like training. It just feels like it would be so easy to handle you, manipulate you, move you, train you, drain you. If you had something in your rear teasing you, moving you, squirming you into position, stirring you into position, hands and knees ready to please, puppy brain leaking out, every thrust takes you deeper, every thrust makes you bark and whimper, sniff and wag, makes you slide into the role of your already trained brain, and your puppy training comes out. It just comes out when you're fucked back there. A boned puppy slides deeper and deeper. When you're a good puppy, you want to be butt fucked. When you're butt fucked, you're a good puppy. Boned over and over, carried deeper and deeper, so someone handling you who you want to fuck your rear could watch you turn more and more puppy, more and more brainless, more and more gone, more and more ready, more eager to please, do your trick on your knees, ready to play, ready to stay down for as long as you're teased. Imagine what a plug would do. Imagine what a plug could do, or a toy in and out. You can toy yourself into puppy oblivion. Bone by bone, thrust by thrust, moment by moment, trick by trick, now and every time. You're a good puppy.